And now we're going to start Dama Yudalad. V'ha'ayriz b'chulta. Rice grown in chulta. The Gemara says, achtahu simuku. That is greenish or reddish. Truly white rice grow only in Eretz Yisrael. That's very interesting.
I didn't know about
India either, you know. V'ha'kamon b'kifros. What about cumin in Cyprus? The Gemara says, okamhu, it's crooked. Next. Amar Rav Elazar, Lo Shanu Al HaLakech Min Yisrael. So we're gonna change the gears here from Goy to Yisrael. That what? Again, this is a comment on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said there are certain species that are known to grow in Eretz Yisrael. They're going to be subject to the Dumai even outside Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Elazar says that's only true if you buy it from a Yid. Al HaLakech Min HaGoy Vadai. That the Mishnah that said that it's Demai is talking about only when you bought it from a Yid. So it's possible that Yid took Maestros from it. But if you bought it from a Goy outside Eretz Yisrael, it's for sure Tevel. It's not even a Sofik, right?
Why isn't it a Sfek?
What's this? Which one?
This one here.
When you buy it from a Goy?
No.
You buy it from a Yid?
Yeah. Maybe it's not a Yid. Number one, even if it is a Yid, why Amari Horatz or a Miyad? Forget about a Miyad.
What's the Sveika? What are the two Sveikas? I didn't hear two Sveikas.
Number one, is it a Goy or a Yid?
No. I bought it from a Yid. The first statement is, Loi Shonu El Shalachom in HaYisrael. So you for sure bought it from a Yid. So that's not a suffix.
No.
Okay. So now you only have one suffix. Did the Yid take off the Maestros or did he not take off the Maestros? That's one suffix. And that's what we always say. The Mai is an Ainama Arts. We always have the suffix. I'm not sure. Are you trying to say maybe it didn't come from Eretz Yisrael? Maybe that's what you're trying to say?
No.
Because that we're assuming it came from Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Right? So that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Now Rabbi Yochanan is cholek. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanya, it makes no difference. He halokeach mi Yisrael. It's the same din if you bought it from Yid. He halokeach min hagoy. Makes no difference. Demai, it has halacha like demai regardless who you buy it from. So now we're going to talk about it a little bit. Rabbi Elazar Sava Meimar. So he wants to say. So we want to explain the two shitas. So Rabbi Elazar shita, who holds what? That it's only if you buy it from a Yisrael, not from a Goy. Rav Eretz Yisrael, nusuna b'yad Goyim. Most of Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of the non-Jews. So therefore what? If you have produce. Again, we're assuming now for a davar pashut that there is no kinyan for Akam, Lahavkia, Eretz Yisrael from Maestros. That's the assumption across the board here. Everybody's going to hold, even though it originated from Goyishug, land that was controlled by Goyim and it was grown by Goyim, it's still going to be Chayav and Maestros. Rabbi Elazar holds, therefore, since Rov of the land is being controlled by Goyim and you buy it from a Goy outside Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be Vadai Tevel, because for sure there was nobody in the chain that was Jewish that may have taken off Maestros. That's basically what they were saying. Right, Eretz Yisrael is Sumiyat Goyim. Most of Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of the non-Jews. So you assume produce that originates from Eretz Yisrael, grown by a non-Jew, farmer and merchant, are non-Jews, so therefore, you for sure, it's Tefel. Rabbi Yochanan, Savar Meimar, Rabbi Yochanan held what? That it's correct, the way he writes it, it's correct to say, whatever that means. In other words, they have, it's almost like a machlokas and metzias, but he holds Rav Eretz Yisrael Nusun Biyad Yisrael. The most of Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of Yidden. So therefore what? The person that I buy it from, even if I buy it from a Goy, but he bought it from a Yid. And if he bought it from a Yid, maybe the original Yid took the Maestros. So it's a suffix regardless. It's always going to be Demai regardless, whether I buy it from a Goy, whether I buy it from a Yid. Okay, so that's the way the Gemara's Masmer.
Is it in Metzias? Whether the
I don't know. It sounds like a Metzias to me. Historically,
right.
Anybody see different over here? In number 10, he writes the following. Rabbi Lazar maintains that during the times of the Mishnah, maybe they're discussing historically what the din was. I'm not sure. During the times of the Mishnah, most of Eretz Yisrael was owned by non-Jews.
That's what he owns.
Yeah. And Rabbi Yochanan held not like that. I don't know how else to explain it. It sure sounds like a Matzias Machlokas. It's difficult, but, you know, I guess historically, you could argue on a Matzias if it's historical, right?
Also, it's very close to, like, if it's like almost at the middle, like 4951.
Yeah. Okay. Your data might change.
Exactly.
You might have different data. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara then says, now the Gemara tries to give an alternative explanation of what the Machlokas is totally in by. Afilu Yizma Rabbi Elazar Kerub Yochanan. And Rovar Yisrael Nesuna Biyad Yisrael. Even if you're going to hold that, even Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yochanan, he's masking. Then most of it was stuck in the hands of Yidden. Rabbi Elazar Chosh Lemiyot. Maybe he holds like a mayor who holds the Hashin Lemiyuta, right? And part of Yisrael is owned by non-Jews, and therefore you have to consider that possibility. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, it says in the English here, is not concerned with the minority, and it rules that you can assume that the farmer was from the Rove Yidden. Okay, next. Kahadah, the Gemara's not going to prove, it says over here that there's a precedent where you find you're concerned for a minority. This is a little funny. And it quotes a story here. There's this Arab caravan. There's an Arab caravan called Sirki. Sirki is an Arab caravan, the translation here. Shehim istapekas yomecha min ha'isr. It means a whole year it's buying from places which are mutter. The way the Gra has it, you're buying from places which are not Ogdei Avodah Zarah. Whereas one day a year they bought from a place which was Ogdei Avodah Zarah, where it was Isr of Avodah Zarah was also Bahanah. But other people learn this is a shaila of whether it's tevel or not tevel. Okay? Okay? So, the bottom line is, it's not so isa hayom hocheyach l'chol hayomim. That day becomes an indication that asr, the merchandise, for all the days of the year. This is a very interesting idea. All of a sudden you have, this is like, one out of 365 days, this guy gets a supplier who gives him something which we can't use. Because of that one day, we can't use this guy a whole year round, or we have to be choshesh a whole year round. In the case of tfua, we're going to have to say that it's demai the whole year round, even though maybe... Yeah.
You don't know which day it is.
It's a possibility.
Restaurant
yeah.
gets a delivery from Purdue. You don't eat there earlier.
So evidently, we're concerned that merchandise at any given time comes from the minority supply that is forbidden. Likewise, in the case of the non-Jewish merchant who imports produce from Eretz Yisrael, you have to take into account the possibility that it was obtained from the minority of non-Jewish farmers and treat the produce as true tevel.
Is this Nekor Adin?
This is Rabbi Elazar, so I'm
saying within Rabbi Elazar Shita,
I don't know. It sounds funny to be cautious for Miuta in this way. To say that it's Tevel Vadai. I mean, I could see being cautious for Rameir and say that it's Demai, but to say that it's Tevel, I don't know how you make that jump.
Meaning Demai is not Suffolk. Demai is not really Suffolk that there was or wasn't from the taken from it. That's like a special din because I'll give when you buy from non-Arabs. Here, it sounds like you're not buying from non
because of the minority that doesn't take
correct. Yeah. That's something Chazal enacted. Here, it's where nervous you're getting that whatever you're, it sounds like you're getting it from the market.
Right.
And the supplier, the wholesaler, might have gotten it from a guy.
Right.
It's not about who you're buying it from. It's where they got it from.
Right.
It's a different process.
Yeah. But the point of the Gemara is we're trying to show a precedent where you're cautious from a minority. Okay. Now the Gemara rejects it. Rabbi Yossi asked, me ato, if that would be true, listen to this question. Ger shabal his gayer. If a guy comes to be megayer, so ain't mekabel meisai. Let's not be mekabel the guy. Why? Because ani omer me amanu mayavu. Let's say maybe this guy came from amanu mayav who can't marry Jews. So
otherwise you're
chashish
for the
miyat. Right. That's what you're saying. Vinasa also hager hocheach l'chol hagerim. The existence of that ger would be an indication that what? That all gerim may have come from Amon Amoyev. So if you're worried about minorities, so then no one will be able to. Well, over here it's saying in the English they wouldn't be able to allow to marry into native Jews. Doesn't say you can't be makabel then.
I think become gerim.
Yeah, because lo yav, it says lo yavo bekal Hashem. It's an issur to marry, right? Right. Let's keep our eye on the ball here, right? And it's so funny to me. This is like Windsor Sugya over here. It's I get the chills thinking about it. Lo yavo moav lo moavis, right? I think it's coming up a little bit. Yeah, okay. So anyway, so you see, I mean, you're going to be cautious for a miyat, so all of a sudden, you're not concerned about a miyat, right? That's the Gemara's shlug up over here. So number 18, let's just take a look at 18, because he has some interesting thing here. So thus, Rabbi Elazar's reason cannot be that one must be concerned with the minority. So again, we were trying to, the point here is to shlug up this second possibility, right? We had Rav Elazar's first mahalach that he held, that Rav Eretz Yisrael was in the hands of Gaim. That was mahalach number one. Mahalach number two was even if he's maskim to Rav Yekinon, that's Yad Yisrael, but he's chashish from the miyat. Then we quoted this story, and we shlugged that up with this, right? Okay, that was the flow of the Gemara. Now, he writes the following. It should be noted, the Gemara's conclusion that we are not concerned with minority possibilities pertains only to cases where there is no prohibited item actually known to exist. So in the case of the ger, we presume some of the converts of unknown origin come from Amon Amor, but we don't have an actual knowledge that it's so. Likewise, in the case of Eretz Yisrael, produce purchased from the non-Jew outside the land, it could be some of the seller's supply comes from non-Jew. But we don't actually know this to be true. In the case of the Arab caravan, let's go back to the Sirki. There, that Sirki case, we knew one day a year. It wasn't a Suffolk. We knew one day a year he bought Dvar Masurim for us.
Do
right?
We know which day it was?
I don't think it makes a difference. He's got that supply in his stockpile. That it could still be left over from that day. I think that's the
once
problem.
Once it comes in,
it's in there, right? I just threw out a box of medication from my medicine cabinet, which said 6/17. So it's been sitting there for 6 years, okay, in my medicine cabinet. So once it's in the supply, you don't know when it's going to get out, okay? Next. So we don't know if it, right, in the case of the Arab caravan, what?
I wouldn't have thrown it. What was it? It makes a big difference.
Okay, we'll talk after this year. We need to talk. We really need to talk. Maybe. If it says expires 2017,
do you know what that means?
Don't use it in 2023. I'm just telling you.
Do you know what it means when it says expires?
No, tell me what does it mean.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, good. Okay. In the case of the Arab caravan, we actually know that the caravan is occasionally supplied with forbidden merchandise. So the Gemara agrees you have to be concerned with the possibility that any given merchandise comes from the forbidden supply. So that's why, that's not a stira. What he's trying to do is he's trying to be miyashev. What do you do with the maisa that was bought as a support to be chayshish for the miyat? The answer is there's a big difference. In the case of the gerim, we don't know for sure. And in the case of the Mai, we don't know for sure, but over here, we knew for sure. Okay, that's the answer. Next page, we're on Yadalan on the base. Elo. Kaini, this is how and the Gemara is just going to now repeat the first Mahalach that we said. Rabbi Elazar holds, Meimar Amar, Safar Meimar, he holds, Rabbi Eretz Yisrael, Nesun B'Yad Gayim, he holds that way. And if you're going to suffer Meimar, Rabbi Eretz Yisrael, Nesun B'Yad Yisrael, the same way we originally said it. Okay, next. V'oid min hadot, another proof that this is the correct shot and not because of miyut. Rav Ze'era Sholach She'el or Rav Alexander Distoika. He sent a question to Rav Alexandria. Elian Niklavasya the Hocha. The Niklavasya that are imported here from Sedoka. Matam Asharan Rahong. What do you think about them? Rov Min Hagoya. Do they mostly come from the non-Jews, in which case it's definite Tevel? Or Ruba Mi'Yisrael, are they come from Yidden, in which case it's going to be Dmai. Or Malay, what kind of fruit is this? It's some kind of fruit, this Niklavasya. That's all I know about it. It's a fruit. Or Malay, Lesan An Yochlan Mishar Vahon. We can't make an actual reckoning. So that's his response. He doesn't know. So it says over here in the English like this. So what are we trying to prove from here? It's evident from this exchange what? In other words, from the question, we can derive some facts. If the majority of this fruit would come from Jews, then it would be Demai. And we wouldn't have to be worried about the fact that there's a Miyot that are non-Jews. From the question, you see that. Therefore, the reason Rabbi Lazar holds that it's for sure, that certain produce is for sure Tevel, cannot be because of the minority reason. It must be because of his view, like we said, is because Robert Yisrael is beyond Akum. Okay, next. Masisa Messiah Ladain. Here's a Raya for, there is a Mishnah, Raisa, whatever, that is Messiah this one, meaning Rebbe Lazar. Masisa Messiah Ladain, there's a Raisa that supports Rebbe Yechon. Masisa Messiah Rebbe Lazar, there's one that says, like Rebbe Lazar, because it says, Hataga Mochamakim Demai. That produce purchased from a merchant any place, both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, has halacha like Demai. Hey, Masai, when is this true? Because not sure if Miknasa Yisrael. When it's known the majority of the stock is from Jews. If the merchant buys most of the stuff from the non-Jews, then Vadai. Then the Raisa says you assume that it is Dvarei Tevel. You don't assume there's any suffix. So you clearly, that Raisa holds like Rav Elazar's opinion that if the produce from Eretz Yisrael, whose grower is unknown, is treated as definite tevel. And Masisa Masayla Reb Yechonon, now we have the same thing, proving from Yechonon, the same idea. Tani, Reb Reiser, Reb Nechem Yoimer, Echad Goy, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kuti, Echad Am Haaretz, regardless what kind of person it is, Pomim Shul Lokeach, if sometimes he purchases produce from different suppliers, Pomachis Menagoy, Pomachis Menyisrael, sometimes what, actually it should say, forget about the palm shul account. Some people are just not even gurus that. Palm achas from a guy, palm achas from a Yisrael. If he buys once from a guy, once from a Jew, demai. It has a look like demai. It's not definite tevel. And we go to Tesvam. And Reb Chia bar Ada ba'al kumi Reb Mono. So he asked, mi loka chayish hazeh, who did he buy this from? Nomi mi Yisrael, demai. Min ha'goy v'adai. So, who did he buy it from? If he bought it from a Yid, then it's going to be Dmai. If it's bought it from a Goy, it's going to be definite Tevel. Tiftor Shahayah Hatagar Goy. So, the Bryce is talking about where the merchant was a non-Jew. V'Yisrael V'Goy Metal in the front of, there's a Jew and a non-Jew passing before him. So, he's not trusted when he identifies the seller of a particular item of produce. The purchaser must treat it as he does all produce whose grower is unknown. Demai, it's therefore Demai, which is exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that when you buy something from a non-Jew whose resource is not clear, it's not clear who he bought it from, so we treat it like Demai. And that's the end of today's two block. Okay. It's been a little bit of a rough ride here. But anybody that wants to stay afterwards, we could discuss the first page again.